In the song where Fiona sings, give us something familiar, something similar to what we know already that'll keep us steady, 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 going nowhere. I figured she was being sarcastic, but you're putting a kind of a positive spin on that.
I think she is being sarcastic. And there's such a culture of people, I mean, we call them hipsters, who are chronically cynical, professionally cynical, professionally snarky, professionally sarcastic. And I think it kind of has a dual meaning. It's talking both to the people, that kind of ethos where we're going to be very pure, and we're not going to have any kind of base commerciality. We are dismissive and derisive of the masses. She's kind of saying, well, you can be that way, or you can not analyze it to death and just take it for what it is, and not everything needs to be this huge acid test, as it were, to determine what's good and meaningful and what's just something that panders to the lowest common denominator.
I think Fiona Apple does not pander to the least common denominator, and for that reason, I'm happy to play for you right now. Please, 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 Fiona Apple.
Please, 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 no more melodies. They lock and pack their pity. They've been made up already. Please, 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 no more maladies. I'm so tired of crying. You'd think I was a siren, but me and everybody's on the sad same team, man. You can hear our sad brains screaming. Give us something familiar, something similar to what we know already. That will keep us steady, steady, steady going nowhere.